Welcome to this podcast of Armstrong Chapel. I'm lead pastor David Brown. It's a blessing to be with you today, to share the inspiration in these moments, and to be uplifted by the power and love of Christ. Enjoy this message. This weekend might be for many of us an amazing weekend of celebration. You'll hear the word freedom around the 4th of July on a regular basis. Many hear this call of freedom as that gift out of which our country was born in independence, a shining city of liberty and of hope and promise. Liberty and freedom are so easily combined, and yet for us, the nature of this liberty and freedom in Christ begins to be one that Paul pleads for us to have in our life as we stand in the freedom of Jesus Christ our Lord. One of the renowned hymn writers was of Scottish origin. Maybe you're familiar with George Matheson. Matheson was 17 years of age when he began to start going blind. By the age of 20, he was completely without sight. The young lady that was betrothed to him discovered his illness and decided to not go through with the marriage because she could not stand to be committed to a blind husband. Yet his life in the ministry of the church as a pastor of Scotland and of renowned gifts seems to continue to echo in our melodies today. Oh, love that will not let me go is one of his famous ones. And yet the hymn I want you to understand today from Matheson's pen might have been inspired when Queen Victoria invited him to come preach at Balmoral Castle, a small little stop in his life's ministry. And yet, in his teaching, the captive message of freedom is held in the words, "Make me a captive, Lord. Oh, make me a captive, Lord, and then I shall be free. Force me to render up my sword, and I shall conquer be. I seek in life's alarms, when by myself I stand, imprison me within thy heart, and strong shall be my hand." Matheson knew full well the paradox of this freedom in Christ that the apostle speaks to us today. Oh, stand in that freedom, but don't fall back into slavery. And yet Matheson would argue it is in slavery in Christ that we are truly set free. It's no longer, as Paul would seek to play for us, a life filled with bondages of sin and law, but instead a life filled in service deep in its relationship with Almighty God. Paul would lay out for us distinct areas of this freedom in Christ Jesus. It is first and foremost a freedom from sin and the law. No longer are we held to try and find out what good deeds we have done to make God gracious to us. Instead, it is God's gracious acts to us that then prompt us to share God's good news. It's that joy of being set free from sin, not because we prevented it ourselves, but because Christ paid the cost for it, and because of his ransom, we then are set free. free, as Paul would say, to serve and love one another. It's in those Pauline letters, like in Philippians, where he says, take on the mind of Christ, think of others more than you think of yourselves, is the petition of Paul. This desire to think of others first begins to be the nature out of which this freedom in Christ is demonstrated. We no longer are meant simply to serve our neighbor. We're to share in that love and to build the nature of the church in a radical extension of that love we've received from Christ. This freedom in Christ is a paradox for Paul. For Paul to be truly free, one must be a slave to love. That slave that lives out the command which Christ has so graciously loved us, like Luke's gospel so well portrays, that Christ came to save sinners. For on those first words from the cross in Luke's gospel, Jesus says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. This nature of unexpectant love, this nature that is to drive us to care for neighbor and family and friend, is also to love one's enemies in such a radical redemptive hope. Freedom in Christ, as Paul proclaims, is the nature of Christ's sacrifice for us as believers. And then through the power of the Holy Spirit, we're to live a life of freedom and a nature of God's love. Have you been randomly going through life experiencing God's redemptive grace? Have you come up to a toll booth and just started digging in your pocket for the correct change or some little card that you've already registered online to scan that you could go on through that toll road? And there the toll booth operator just stands and smiles and says, it's free today. Now, you rarely get one of those, but it's a strange moment. Have you found yourselves in a drive-through line and thought to yourselves, I'm going to share God's radical gift of love? You get to the online window, you pay for your meal, and then you say, what's the cost for the person behind me? And you pay that bill. And then you watch in the rearview mirror with glee as the person at the window argues with the next car driver. No, you don't have to pay. They paid for you ahead. That's one of my delight stories. I love to do that from time to time. And I found that when I do that, it's more hysterical because there's both the unexpected nature of the person at the window that anybody wants to pay for somebody else other than their own meal, but then the joy that they have to argue with the person behind. They don't have to pay. I started leaving my business card so that they could hand it out the window. And I'm here to tell you, after 9 years being here at Armstrong Chapel and doing that multiple times, I've yet to see anybody show up in church and say thank you for paying for their meal. You do that for them as a random act of kindness, like Benny was talking about, and they just look and go, oh, it's a free meal, I'll go on. Maybe that's how we see our freedom in Christ, as just a toll on the life's journey or a free meal. But that is not the freedom Christ extends. This freedom that he makes to us is to free us and all the world from sin, that we might know the Father's love And if we know the Father's love, then we are called and claimed to extend that love in grand proclaim to all those around us. Oh, would not that be a radical world that Mathis captures again? My will is not my own until thou hast made it thine. If I would reach a monarch's throne, I must its crown resign. It only stands unbent amidst the clashing strife when on thy bosom it has lent and found in thee its life. Oh, may that freedom be ours in Christ Jesus. And may we boldly share that freedom for the love of Christ to the world he saves. Amen. As the psalmist promises us to sing to the Lord a new song, receive this special music to lift your heart to praise God. Good morning. Welcome to Armstrong Chapel and the gathering of God's people. As we begin our prelude this morning, we have a special violinist. James Vonderschmidt is with us, so receive this gift of music. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing in these special moments, Armstrong Chapel. We pray that God will surround you in these moments. You'll share with family and friends. You'll care for one another as we look forward to joining again next week. God bless.